Oh, hello. I'm Jeanette, compulsive overeater, and I am very much last minute in speaking. I have no idea what I'm going to say. However, I am going to start by saying in February, just a few weeks, I'm going to have my 80th birthday, celebrate my 80th birthday. And then, thank you. That's brought a lot of, well, I'm excited for it. I'm not excited. I've been reflecting on my life, and a large part of that now has to do with recovery. So I'll talk about some of the things that I have to do with my recovery. I'm going to be very open right now and start out by saying, well, there are, I believe, two strong reasons why well, I think part of my compulsion was food addiction. There are certain foods I know I cannot eat. I won't list them now, but one thing, when I joined OA in 2010, the first time, I gave up my binge foods almost right away. It was so surprising. I knew I had gained weight, and I look back at my own, another reflection, I look back at my old pictures. I was not heavy. I received messages that I was heavy. I had to lose weight. My father would call me fatso. My mother would say, "Oh, let's have Jeanette. You have to go. You have to lose weight." The next day, she and a friend of hers and I would go out for hot lunch, a very rich dessert food after I was done with school. I'm sitting there eating this food, thinking, "But yesterday she told me I had to lose weight." This confusing. Then I went on the yo-yo dieting. One thing that did help, and I looked at my pictures, I was not heavy. Something happened. Maybe my disease progressed to the mid-80s, because after from about 1985 on, 87 on, my pictures were not as good as previous. I had gained a lot of weight. I weighed close to 100 pounds. I felt very uncomfortable. I was counseling at the time, and thank God, some of my counselees needed to have references to help them with their food. Well, I researched Overeaters Anonymous to present information to them. Lo and behold, I'm a compulsive overeater. I needed help. I needed Overeaters Anonymous. And I prayed and said, "God, please help me." I had lost weight also through another weight loss program, which I really liked, but then I gained it back after. I mean, I just yo-yo thing back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. So I prayed, "God, please bring me to an OA meeting close to home." So a week later, I went to a women's seminar in Watsonville, and oh my golly, I walked in the door. First thing I saw was a sign-up sheet for Overeaters Anonymous. My name was first on that list. A week after that, we had our first meeting. And like I said, my binge foods went out right away. I thought I was doing great with OA, so after a few years, I quit thinking, "I can do this. I don't need OA anymore." But I was also a very strong people helper, people pleaser, and that was. I also quit because I needed more time to help other people. Well, in the meantime, I'm helping other people and I'm eating again. Oh my golly. There goes, helping others, not thinking of self, always being busy, always rushing, always hurrying, and therefore not focusing on my food and not focusing on my prayer life to help me with my food. I didn't realize that God would help me with my food. Well, I don't doubt He does. Well, thank goodness here, in one respect, I should say, for COVID, because I then prayed. Somehow I heard about Zoom meetings. I prayed, "Please, Zoom meeting." So I'm back with Zoom meetings and I'm here to stay. And in this last time around, I'm learning more about abstinence. I have abstained from my binge foods. I'm abstaining more from my compulsive thinking and my compulsive behavior, reaching for food when I don't need it, opening the refrigerator when I get home. It's taken years to lessen a lot of these behaviors, but I'm getting there. And my food is good. I do have a natural an alternative doctor that also helps me with food, so that's another encouragement. So I'm very happy to be with OA. I think a large part of it, I'm going to be honest with this. My mother saying, well, controlling me, saying, Jeanette will be happy to do this. Okay, I'll take maybe another 5 minutes. happy to do this. And, like I said, I was helping others because that's what I was told to do. That's what I was, my mother said she'll be happy, and I was happy. It was a fake smile all the time. Another thing, a fake smile all the time when inside I was dying. I didn't realize how much until once again I had counseling and I came to OA, dying inside. However, I also want to share something else. I had a memory while I was counseling and training, I decided to do hypnotherapy with a very fine hypnotherapist, just because, oh gee, I'm curious, what's this all about? Little did I know, I unraveled an incident. I believe I was 5 years old around that, being sexually attacked by a boy, a friend of the family, not a family member, a friend of the family. I blocked it out completely, blocked it out. I've been going through all my life with this inner turmoil inside, not only from messages received outside from other people, but what happened to me that I had blocked. And I belong to another group that helps trauma survivors, Overeaters Anonymous, and trauma survivors that also helped me very much. But I realized now I spent my life running from that blocked memory. Eating, rush, 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 do this, do that. Don't sit and rest, don't sit and rest. I did have a strong prayer life. That's one thing that did help me a lot. I was raised Catholic, I had a strong prayer life. As again with OA though, I will say this, I realize God helps me with my food also, as well as all the inner turmoil that was coming up. Oh my golly. When I learned to say no to food and certain food behaviors, I learned to say no to other people and other situations. This is where I learned to say no beyond the food. Oh my golly. I thank God. Thank God for OA. Thank God for bringing me here. Thank God for answering my prayers. Thank God for all of you. Thank God for unraveling. I'm so grateful for my past. Sometimes, and again, reflecting, I do regret what happened. I do. For a while, I blamed myself. I was a little kid. And there was nobody around to help me because nobody knew. And there was only a few people that I've shared with. Believe me. My counseling sessions and my Overeaters Anonymous know more than most other people. I have a few people that I confided in, one family member. I'm just not ready to. I'm telling you, it's safety. I'm learning to be safe and trust. Again, when I was younger, I either did not speak at all. People wonder if I even know how to speak, or I just talk too much. And I was taken advantage of. It was crazy. The one thing or another. So I have learned to forgive myself. I've learned to forgive the boy over and over and over and over and over. I've learned to forgive those who weren't around. Well, they didn't know. So with all of that, thank God for OA that I also believe with my abstinence, with my learning to say no, my thinking is clearer. I'm much more in touch with my feelings. I'm much more in touch with, oh man, this is how I recover in OA, the character defects. And I do believe in causes of this for me, as well as food addiction. So I think I'm going to start rambling right now, but I'm very grateful again for the time to be able to speak, the time to share as I have. I'm so grateful for what I hear from others and service. Another thing I've learned, I can only do so much service. When it's time for me to say no to service, I can't do anything more. I say no to service. If not, I get into that rush place again, lose touch with myself, eat, feel resentful, don't like what's no. I don't know. I think I'm going to leave it at that because I'm going to start rambling. Thank you. I'm so glad. I just am so always just such a blessing. Service, steps, traditions, journal, all of you, openness, trust, and you know what? Safety. A very, very safe place. And I'm going to end with that. A very safe place. Thank you.